Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The two hands are lifted, speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Santora Kalala Sharekare. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Shadere. Kiyarabarabahanto. Siyaradadadadaha. Can I hear your voice rising from this temple? Raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. Come here, Mahantororo. Shadadadadadada. Tiyarabada Mahantere. Sadadadadayao. Remede Mahantoradadamash. Tiyarabahantere. Siyarabaro varadaradama Kariya antidarada Sharadarada Santere bahariyas Kiyabaroko shara. Come on, exalt the king. Kushkatahano tarada Kiya ora afiro oshka. Maria Anterere, I want you to raise your voice in the spirit. Sharia Anturana, Konanana Bahandos, cry out like a lion. Ziana Bahantush, Oshkadanere, can I hear your voice? Zua anti Elia, Telia Antelere, Zuratia, Hakia Natatatosh. Let the Lord register your presence. Lift your voice in the spirit. Toshkadadaha, Kia Nere, Zua Tarada. Hadia Anturu Flamamo Shada Hakia Dede Hatanto Paraha Hakia Asku Hakantere Hapadia Ante Hakura Antara Hakandere Hasia Dede Hey Tedede. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted unto the Lord. Can you close your eyes? We stand before the King of Kings this morning. Today, it is exactly 12 midnight. And that simply makes it today being the 5th of August, 2023. The numerics are so prophetic. The value of the numerics are so prophetic. When you look at the 8th month, number 8, which is a new beginning. Number 8 also means circumcision. According to Jewish law, by the Talmud, on the 8th day, every Jewish boy by covenant must be circumcised. Even Gentiles, up to the 8th day, is circumcision. The Bible said in Joel chapter 2, when you proceed from verse number 12 and 13, he says, circumcise your hearts and not your garments. Let your hearts be uncircumcision. In the 13th verse, let your heart be uncircumcision, not your garments. rend your heart, not garment. So number 8 has a very strong value. Then we are having number 5, which is today, fit. The number for 5 different things: grace. Number 2, mercy. Number 3, compassion. Number 4, favor. And number 5, kindness. The value of this particular day is a very strange one. Then finally, the year 2023. Check the value 23 very carefully. Among the numerics of the Israelites, check the number 23, even in the cycle of a woman. Then you will understand in every 23 days, something shifts in the intergalactic world. It's a very prophetic number. Very profound. I would love you to lift your two hands. Close your eyes for a few minutes. Let's do this. Makuma say you. Makuma say you. My soul says yeah. My soul says yeah. What is up there? Say yeah.
My soul says yes. Says yes to your will.
Makuma say you.
Makuma say you.
My soul says yes. It says yes. My soul says yes. Yeah. Father, we honor you for your kindness and faithfulness. It's a brand new day. In this atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen, before we start the prophetic ministration, I would love you to lift your voice in this atmosphere. Every request is possible. Every prayer request is possible. Every prayer request is possible. The possibility, there is a possibility of every prayer request. There is. I want you to lift your voice. Dear to Akadira Kadakadeke Oshkake is a possibility. Everything that is presented to the Lord this morning, there is a possibility. Raise your voice. Shatukini Aziadabante Diosaza Asantada Manako. There is a possibility. Dear, there is nothing to her. Noko beni nan monyafe. Noko beni nan monyafe. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, shkiki kaha. Hakia do antuda. Zia. Pua. Dite. Kantona mantanada. Hakia tanada. Ria pa antu. Hey! There is nothing that the Lord cannot do. Lift it up. Ria kati shante takika dia taparaka tadako dukoshka. Hey! Zia tenedede hakia topa. We are here in prayer. We are here in prayer. Cry out unto God. Let the mercies of God, let the compassion of God, let the kindness of God, let the Lord come through. Zia Tadia, let the Lord come through. Come through. Zia Dede. Dia Antanabaha. Rabadabadabo. Dandede. Dadonobo Tadiki. Rabadaba Antidi. Santana. Radiai. Your people are crying out. Danto pata, gitata, getata, gitata, getata, getita, gitata, getata, ritata, ratata, tatota, gitata, getita, getata, ritata, gitata, raise it up! Ashkatikata. Remember to pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your wife. Pray for your enterprise. Pray concerning everything that concerns you. Bring it before the throne of God. Raise it up. Submit it. Spread it. Display it before the Lord in prayer. There is nothing that the Lord cannot do. Zia dakete, frabada badako, dia antunada, getedede, frabada badabaha, zia dakadaka, dia antunodo, frabada badaka, dia antunada, zia antunakada, yakatada. The Bible said in all things, do not be anxious for nothing. By prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your request come on, ladies and gentlemen. Dia Antura. Let your request. Let your request be made known unto God. In this particular. Hey! Everybody online. Get into it. Shanto. Labadaba. Come on, people. Come on, come on. By prayer and supplication. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, if they will pray and turn away from their wickedness, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. James chapter 5, verse number 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passions. Prayed earnestly that there might be no rain. Verse number 18. The Bible said he prayed again and heaven gave rain and brought forth her fruit. Jatunaata, lift your voice in prayer. Shatikade, Ziyadakadele, Tobaramanaha. Can I hear your voice? Ziyaturiki, Tantute,
Rada da Bahanda da Borregada da
Bahanda da Bahanda da
Bahanda da Borregada da
Bahanda da Borregada
da Bahanda da Borregada da Bahanda da Borregada da Bahanda da
Borregada da Bahanda da
Borregada da Bahanda da Borregada da Bahanda.
You came into the presence of God. You are in the presence of God. I am yet to see a savior that is prayerless. I am yet to see a savior who is not prayerful. Church, let me tell you, the time and the day of gimmicks are over. God is raising an end time militia to restore the latter glory. Those are the saviors. Those people, they don't care who is leading what. Persons and names don't matter to them. They are serious people. For the next 11 minutes, we are going to pray for the burning of the anointing. I will explain that. The burning of the anointing. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 5, he said, every battle of a warrior is with a confused mind. Put a little bass on my thing for me. Every battle of a warrior is with a confused noise and a garment rolled in blood. But the Bible said this, specifically this. What is this? This move, the next wave of the Spirit, shall be with a burning and with fuel of fire. It will be burning. If this building starts burning, nobody can stay here. The reason why Satan and his cohorts have invaded spaces of believers is because there is no fire. When there is fire, nobody plays with fire. There is a burning. When I look at somebody like Prophet Lapapo, who can sustain prayer for 24 hours and people are praying. 24 hours. Nobody's going home for 24 hours. It's a revival of lions. They are roaring without stop. Not people who pray 1, 2, 3. When you're serious. Judges chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible calls the 15th judge. The Bible said it came to pass in a while after the time of the wheat harvest that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in into the chamber, but her father will not suffer Samson to go in. In verse 2, the Bible said, for her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister more beautiful than her? Take her, I pray thee, instead. And then in the third verse, the Bible said, and Samson said concerning them, now I will be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and 10 or tied or twisted or brick tail to tail and put the firebrands in the midst of two tails. And the Bible said, and when he has set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corns of the Philistines and bent up both the shocks and also the standing corns and the vineyards and the olives. Samson was a judge, a commander, and had a battle, but he didn't have an army. So what he did was he caught foxes. Dr. Ibrahim, this is a very strange passage, especially verse 4. Foxes. I don't see foxes in Ghana, but foxes are a type of dogs. When I live in England, the foxes normally come from the woods to eat leftovers in the garden. The moment they see you, they flee. They flee away. Now the point is this. How come Samson go and he cannot catch 300 foxes at a time? So the Bible said he catches one fox and brings the fox and says, stay here. I am about to catch another fox. Remain here. And by the time he returns, the fox is waiting for him. Then, when 300 foxes were gathered, he started tying like your shoelace, like here nananuma bosu, breaking the tail and tying it into a knot. Listen to what I'm saying. Folks obey and will be able to see a bunya. Which folks will be seeing? They are breaking another tail and they are waiting for their tail to be broken. Sweetie, there are different kinds of anointings and levels of it. Let me tell you something very interesting. Anointing is not for only ministry. Don't get it wrong. Even marriage, you need oil to make it successful. I'm telling you, by the time somebody can snatch your husband, your oil is dried up. I'm telling you. Can you imagine somebody snatching Kofi Udru away from Rita? Snatching Kofi Udru from my daddy? Let's be real. By the time she gets into a 14-day dry fasting, When you be bo and so about them. Period. Anointing is not only for ministry. You are a businessman without anointing. I pity you because your competitors are not doing business any kind. I'm telling you something. If you are a politician without anointing, I pity you because your competitors are going into all kinds of occult stuff. So anointing is not just for Galabalabalahada. No. Building your project even needs anointing. You bought a land. You need anointing. I remember one land we had at, one of the places. Very prestigious area. We started building. Suddenly these guys came and said the land belongs to them. Then I asked them, what is your name? They mentioned, I said, what is your name also? They mentioned, I said, what is your name also? They did. That's what I wrote their names on a piece of paper. And then I brought it to the altar. And I left it there for 7 days. Till today, they have never returned. Building is finished. They never returned. One day, we were at Alabaster City. People came and broke our wall. Wall is walled. 34 plus of 38, 39 plus of life. They broke the wall and said, 4 plus belongs to us. I asked, what is your name? He mentioned, he said, you too, sir. What's your name? He mentioned, I said, you also. What is your name? He mentioned, I said, what is your name? He mentioned, and then I wrote their names nicely. And I put the names on the altar. The next day, I received a little note with a stamp of a superintendent of police and says that we give you 14 days to break your wall because the land belongs to somebody. I said, no problem. I took the note and I went to the police headquarters and I said, can you put this on the IG's table for me, please? That same day, that superintendent was summoned to the headquarters. Don't forget, names are already on the altar. Within 24 hours, land is vindicated. That guy was nearly sacked from the service. What saved him was he was on leave. And his boys had stolen his stamp and stamped a note. Till today, it's 5 years. They left me with one strip of stones for free. I am talking about raw power. Raw power. Unflinching, unbudging, unmitigated, unabated, raw power, scintillating, catatonic, cataclysmic, catastrophic, belligerent, raw power. I'm talking about power. A man is buried, and yet power is still in his bones. A person is going to be buried. His body touches bones instantly, resuscitated, come back to life. I'm talking about power. Serious. Anointing is not only for ministry. Your children are going to school. Pastor Funke Adujumo, a very good friend of my mother, Chrissy Dotete, told us a story one time when she came to Ghana. She said, one of my daughters was struggling in the university, came to me and said, Mommy, I don't know why I am struggling with this particular course. The mommy said, follow me to my prayer room. They entered the prayer room. She closed the doors. And then the mother said, you see this breast? You suck anointed breast. You are not an ordinary girl. Now get out of this room and go and excel. It's a command. Go and excel. The girl graduated as best, first class. Power. Now look at churches. Very strange. Look at this. Whilst I complete this. He said, and he caught 300 foxes. And then he took fire brands like a torch. And then when he had tied, then he set the foxes on fire. And he said to the foxes, I need to fight with the Philistines, but I don't have an army. So you guys here, you are my army. Now go and burn. Go. And the foxes heard that instructions echoing. The foxes are to burn all the plantation down, but they are going to burn it with themselves. Whilst they are burning the plantation. So he is destroying the foxes plus the fields with the anointing. Instruction. Why? I mean, if a fox receives fire, instantly they will be scattered. Naturally, pandemonium. We fire, we have fire, we have fire. But they all went one direction and accomplished the mission. May the words of your mouth, the meditations of your heart, carry power going to fulfill that which you speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shall hear. Now lay your hand on your head and begin to prophesy fire over your own life. Fresh fire, raw power, fresh power, fresh fire. I want to hear your voice. Akitatura, si akota, dipepara. Lay your hand on yourself. Fresh fire, raw power. Fresh fire, raw power. Beyond your own imagination, appear under Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. Shut up. my God, I feel something in the atmosphere. Clap your hands unto Jesus. Esther, the Bible said it is better for a young man to bear the yoke of the Lord in his youth. It is better. It is great. It's a great thing. For a young man to bear the yoke of God. Book of Lamentations. To bear the yoke of God. A young man swear that it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Another version, look at this. He says, it is the best to learn this patience in your youth. Another version says, it is good for a man that he should bear the yoke of godly discipline in his youth. Another version says, it is a good thing when you are young to stick it out through the hard times. Another one says, it is good for a man to bear the yoke whilst he is young. Another one says, it is good for people to submit for an early age to the yoke of his discipline. Last one, listen to this. He said, Eyema, you know, Oberema Swaswa Kunya Nimran Tibremo. When Onyami persuade you be here, my mama comfort age be over is difficult. So listen to me carefully, and then we start the prophetic ministration. Fresh blood only packed in this room. God is looking for fresh blood. You don't get it. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present your body, not your spirit. Present your body a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. He didn't say present your spirit. He needs the body fresh, empowered. Fresh body. I'm so honored to have, you know, my mother, Mama Victoria Corte. This woman, oh, you can clap your hands. I met this woman of God before we got married today. This is almost about 27 years ago at Queen Price, or possibly close to 30 years, because, you know, when I was in school, when I had the privilege to preach in a church, All Nations Christian Center. May the Lord bless the late, my father, the late Reverend Peter Akutu. And he introduced me to this woman of God. This woman of God, you see, has raised so many great men of God. She is fire. She has labored for the Lord for close to 40 years. She came all the way from Impreso just for saviors. She is driving out tomorrow dawn, I mean this dawn, back to Impreso. But Mama Vic will confirm what I'm saying, that bearing the yoke of God in your youth is the best. AGB or Honomoa, to carry the yoke is a very difficult thing. So when people have lived their lives and all that kind of thing, they go on retirement, they want to be a catechist. By the time the body is weak and frail. So he's saying, give the body to the Lord at your prime age, where you have muscles and where you have tenacity and dynamism and charisma. That is where God is needing you. There are young men, let me tell you, everybody that is in this building, it is not all about, I need a visa to America, I need a wife and a husband. Stop it. It is too frail and too weak. God is looking for people to carry a whole generation on their shoulders. Can you hear it? Turn your eyes to this world and look at these men. These are transgenerational icons, matrix, patriarchs and matriarchs. Transgenerational. Which of them is not carrying a generation on their shoulders? Which of them? Tell me. Dr. Mensa Otabel. Which charismatic church, you know, has spread themselves in excellence and in power like that? A whole generation is on his head. Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Tell me, which Action Chapel is not exclusive? Reverend Isud Anaba, today we were with Papa in his house. My God, what a heavy engine. Man, the man is anointed. His personal assistants were telling me how sometimes they come close to him and visibly they have electric shocks. This is a man. Electric shocks. It's not like he's ministry, no. He's home. Bring me a teacup. When he holds the teacup, there are electric shocks in the teacup. A man like this is still walking among us, and we don't have the sensitivity to tap. Come on! Archbishop Charles Ajinasari. Sir, I don't care what you think about him. You didn't call him. You can't read him. Serious. I have seen miracles with this man. Strange things. Things I can't explain to you. But it happened in my eyes. When you look at my own father, I like how Papa Eastwood calls him Santasia Mwako. Santasia Mwako. Francis Akwesia Mwako. I have never seen anybody that commanded authority like this man. He can lift his hand like this ordinarily. A bird is flying and say, I gun you down. And the bird plop, falls down. It's not they say, I say. I sat under his meeting. When I look at somebody like my mother, Christiana Dotet, a woman takes a person through deliverance and the person vomits 47 objects, including nails, blades, padlocks, coming from the stomach of a person. How do you explain that? Was the personal secretary of Archbishop Benson Idahosa for 9 years. All the people from Ghana, including the Archbishop Charles Ajinasari, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Bishop James Sa, they all came to meet him at Benin, meet her at Benin City. Receive a direct impartation from the Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Before Idahosa came, before Idahosa died, he came to Ghana. And the place that he wanted to go was Mama Christie's church at North Carnation. 1 month after that visit, he passed on. There was a direct flow. It was not a joke. Bishop Takia Boy, my father, Stephen Stanley Mensah, Apostle General Kranchiankra. Let me talk to you about a strange man of God, Dark Hayward Mills. Sir, I don't care what you think about him. As I'm speaking to you right now, Give Thyself Holy Conference ended last night. People travel from almost 26 nations to come to Ghana to attend that conference. And we are here bluffing ourselves on this one. A man carrying power. He plants churches as if he is spitting on the ground. As I'm speaking to you, he is a bishop of over 6,000 to 7,000 churches. All churches have church buildings. Do you know what it means to build one church building? And to stock it. I mean to really stock it with equipments for, you know, sound, equipments for media production and all that. Only one. and he has done 6,000 plus. Come on. There are people in this building who have not even bought a land before. This man has bought lands and built churches in places that will blow your mind. Brazil, Portugal, Jamaica, Kingston, churches visibly there. Strange places. He has bought a land, built houses. I mean, even the land some of us bought, land gas alone, were Satan to you. Man, you are not afraid. This is an unction. It is an unction. Seriously. So God is looking for people to carry generations on their shoulders. Can you imagine if Bishop Doug did not respond to the call but chose to be a medical doctor? Just imagine. Therefore, no matter what grace I carry and any boldness and ebullience that I carry, I can never speak against any of these men. I don't have that authority. I don't care what we do. Never. I can never speak against them. I can never speak anything negative. No matter what you think. Never. I have honored great, enormous respect for their unction. Seriously. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't come and stand here that, oh God, I need some 100,000 to start a business. It's too small. It's too menial. It's too minuscule. It's too microcosm. Too small. Somebody am a brother. Hallelujah. Too small. God is looking for people with a big heart, a large spirit to carry generations. And I'm not only talking about ministry. Solomon fed people. Solomon, he fed people. Every day in Solomon's house, 3 cows were slaughtered. How much is 1 cow today? Almost 20,000 Ghana cedis for 1 cow. How many people can slaughter 3 cows in every day for 1 week? He fed people. He created opportunities for people. He opened doors for people. A transgenerational candidate. That's what I'm talking about. Not people who are petty and people who are insecure and envious and jealous of little things that somebody traveled abroad. Please! Too petty. When I didn't come to church, they didn't visit me. You are too petty. Grow up. Grow up. You can clap. T.I. Take your seat for 1 minute. Everybody get a seat. Tell everybody outside that they are out of scope. Report inside. Except my people for traffic. I'm going to take my portion and then very soon we will usher Prophet Ebenezer Akunai into the house. And so it's prophetic. All night is prophetic. We just carrying it through. So I end somewhere and then he continues. And then we will close and go home. Say amen. Before we can start the prophetic ministration, there is something that you carry the glory of God without resources and revenue. It will be a big limitation to you. In other words, you are anointed without money and blessing, God's benevolence and God's favor. You will struggle with that anointing. Be Bishop Noel Jones, when I met him in South Africa, he said this to me. He said, there can never be benevolence except there is accumulation. You cannot give away without gathering first. What you don't have, you cannot give. So Peter and John say, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. It was in them for them to give. Hallelujah. Mama Comfort, I have seen breaking a fast with garri, without sugar, just with a little salt, leaving it, say, in two. Minim said, yeah, yeah, no breaking fasting. And I mean, said, yeah, yeah, conflict and so breaking fasting. Green tea or black tea or any of the teas, herbal tea or anything, and also minim said, yeah, they breaking fasting. Sometimes when there is nothing, you know, we speak unto Gary. Ya titi yegu yeyem na akutu yeyem. Enuminim. Yeah. So Paul said, I know how to abide and be poor tomorrow. You can be on top today and be down tomorrow. I'm telling you. I know people who had the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to, you know, be in prominent places. 2 years they were somewhere, you know, that they themselves cannot understand. And so when people come to us to serve us and they are going, we don't send them empty hands. We learn this from the Abrahamic covenant. You gather some things and bless them. No matter how they behave themselves, send them off well. You never know. You can be the big man today and the no man tomorrow. The no, I have seen people in ministry who commanded crowds, and today they are nobodies. And I, oh yeah, baby, I hear that. And I have seen people who were their ushers. When they were on top, their ushers have now become the big men. So then, if I treat that usher bad, I never know who is going to hand over my next cup of tea. Oh yeah. I tell this story all the time. Many years ago, Abeka, and TV knows what I'm saying, there is a vulcanizer and there was a food distribution kiosk. A woman that we all know who was an elder of this church, Mama Comfort, you know what I'm talking about. There was a vulcanizer who was next to this shop. When the woman cooks, just like everybody sitting here, your mother, will cook like they are serving, that like a matron serving a school canteen. Sometimes you are asking your mama, mommy, who are these foods for? And your mother will say, shatter. They will come and eat it. Then you will know somebody is just passing, going there somewhere. Your mother will say, hey, as soon as he, can you bring your plate and come and enjoy lunch? Let me ask you a question. Which of our mothers suffered these common cancers, you know, like cervical, breast, and all these kind of things, because of benevolence? A man's gift will make room for him and bring them before kings. Your mother's benevolence was alone a covering over their lives. We took and threw food away whilst human beings are sitting up. Look at the common cancers that we die from. Strange diseases. Leukemia, mitotic, you know, cancers and all these stuff. And we cannot understand. This woman will cook and give it to the organizer, give it to other people. Many years passed. The son of this woman travels to the United Kingdom looking for a job, roamed everywhere, couldn't get a job. And he said, today, if I go and I don't get a job, I will return back to Ghana. Then he came to this place. Only white people working there. And then he asked, this is my CV, I'm looking for a job. He said, well, we can give you a job. The big man is upstairs. God had an appointment. When it was his time, he entered into the office. The moment he entered there, the only black man that was in there was the organizer sitting in the swivel chair. The guy could not recognize him. But the organizer recognized him. And when he had looked through his papers, he mentioned his name. And the guy started crying. And then he said, never be bitter to anybody and to any situation. The world goes round. The world goes round. So I tell the day, when people meet us, when we go out and people meet, hey, Prophet Dodro, I tell the day, smile and wave. Smile and wave. Smile and wave. Just smile and wave. Hello, hi, hello. Hi, hey, when you are, I go, hey, yeah. You know, sometimes the people are not even greeting me. I will greet you. Hi, sweet. You're looking good. Hi, dear. You never know. Never know. Never know. Especially this thing called ministry. You better treat people well. Especially when they come to church. Some of the people, I love it when the children closes from church and they come and hug me. These children, you don't know where they are going to rise to. You better be hugging them. You may be hugging the president of Ghana. You may be hugging the president of Ghana. And so the Bible said that when Solomon saw the queen, when the queen of Sheba saw Solomon and his accent, the people that served him and how they went into the house of God, the protocol, the Bible said there was no breath in her. Her pride left her. She thought that she was the only prominent monarch in the world until she met King Solomon. Everything that she came with as a gift, King Solomon doubled, tripled, quadrupled to the ninth portion and gave it back as a gift. Sometimes you feel you are the Oguntia, the Magagia. Yeah. Until that suddenly you come to the place and realize that you are nobody. Yeah. I don't know why the Spirit of God is going, because this is not part of my salvation. Yeah. Until there is no breath. I have come to a realization when places, the thing that I've learned about these fathers and mothers is that, you know, no matter how the Lord has lifted them and everything, I have never seen any of these lovely people boasting of, I have this car, I have this house, and showing their houses. I live here, I live in East Legon. Never, none of these people. But should I tell you where they live and how they live, it will amaze you that they have the composure, the discipline, not to even exhibit or live flamboyantly. Show it. I drive a Rolls Royce, I drive a Bentley. Most of the young people sitting here desiring ministry are learning ministry the wrong way. Because you are seeing the wrong direction. Land Cruiser, Range Rover, and all that. You feel that that is ministry, is not. You are feeling that ministry is the suits, the cars, the billboards, and the big titles. That is not. Don't you think that Pastor Otabel deserves to be called a cardinal or an archbishop? That he prefers to be called pastor. I met a young man the other day who says he's the chief apostle. Then I asked the question, how many churches have you planted? He said, none. I said, remove that cassock from yourself and throw it away. Chief apostle. Pastor Otabel is not a chief apostle. You don't even have a pattern. And Pfizer, somebody is already a chief apostle. Very interesting. go to a meeting and I see young boys coming to church, bodyguards and people following them, even we who are confronting power, nobody is looking to kill us. We who are confronting power with truth and order and correction, even we don't work with bodyguards. A hand time. I don't know why the Spirit of God, because this is not part of my service. A hand time. Journey a hand time. Pride. Pride has denied so many people. Pride. The last time I met Bishop Doug, we met at Pukrum. It was my father, Steve Manson, who introduced me again one more time to him. Immediately after that meeting, they said they were going to one of his churches to pray for the building, dedicate the building. Suddenly, I saw Bishop Doug entered into a pickup. And it was his pickup. And then he turned on the ignition. He's driving himself. And I was shocked. And nobody sat in the car with him. And he took off himself. And he drove off. I thought possibly, until then, he said to me that when Pastor Benny Hinn came to Ghana by his invitation, he went to the airport personally himself with his pickup and said to Pastor Benny, "This is my car, please sit down and let's go. Sit down." Don't you think that he can afford a private plane? But the Bible said God resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. Humility. Come down. Perform. People talk a hand time kasa. When I look at Ghanaian politicians, the way they speak, some of them, Misrumawam, when they are talking, the mortuary attendants are home watching television. And they are telling themselves, "You see the way you are talking? Very soon we'll be attending on you. Keep boasting." And then by the time you will appear without support. I was at Kolebu Emergency when we were attending to Mr. Dinsey when they brought a parliamentarian. They said there is no bed. They left the parliamentarian on the floor. The parliamentarian was lying on the floor like a goat. Honorable. Until they called the minority of the house to report that if they don't come now, their colleague will die. So we were there when about 7 or 8 parliamentarians appeared. Suddenly, a bed appeared. And they carried him and put him on the bed. Then, by this time, 1 hour, his Land Cruiser was running. They opened the gate and even forgot they came with a car. And this guy was there. Then I realized that honorable is not honorable. Honorable is flesh, cartilage, and blood. Frail, vulnerable, and fragile. That is who honorable is. Calm down. No you have, come down. I'm telling you, God elevates you anyway. Come down, come down, come down, come down. There is nothing like a beautiful girl with such a sweet spirit. You are beautiful and respectful. Beautiful with character. Beautiful, articulate, wise, smart, but you have character. Help me welcome Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. My personal prophet. Ah, somebody you can shout for the Lord as. Ah, you clap it. Are you clapping? My personal prophet, I salute you. Good morning to you. Please, you may be seated. There is nothing like a polished man of God with so much honor and dignity for other people, seniors in the work. Let me say this. 2 weeks ago, myself and Dede, we were driving through town. Sometimes we just drive through town. I said, let's drive through town. So we were driving through town. Then we came to a shop. I said, let's go for shopping. We parked. Immediately we parked. A beautiful young lady. Beautiful young lady. She parked a nice car and then got out. But the moment she got out, I said, oh no. The girl was wearing a lady's tunic. You know the tunic? Every woman has a black tunic you wear within it. It's an underdress. It's a black tunic, sleeveless tunic down. So whatever dress you are wearing, well, you will not be revealed, or it does not reveal you. The girl wore a tunic out as the main dress. And she got out of the car. And the tunic was here. And boldly, she walked into the shop and bought and came back and just got into her car. And there were 4 young men who were coming from lunch. The first one passed and said, run for your life. Run for your life. The other 3 stood there watching. And I'm a Simon Tekasa. This boy is telling you to run for your life. Run for your life. Why are standards failing? A person wears a tunic from the house, does not have order and respect for any elder, and walks out with it. I see so many daughters of Zion who have disrespected the Holy Spirit. Many times the Spirit is convicting you that this is not befitting to a child of God. And yet, this is why we have so many beautiful young ladies in church, but they are not marriable materials. Oh. The reason why it's concerning, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. The reason why it is concerning, I am only talking about, you know, our third prayer topic. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is saying this. The reason why it's concerning is that most of the young prophets sitting here and most of the candidates that the Lord has raised up and wants to use them, you are going to be marrying some of these people. It is concerning. It's concerning. We are waiting for people without character, structure, and order to destroy the work of God. I know many of my colleagues, I won't say friends, colleagues, who are struggling with their marriages. Woman doesn't agree with anything. I have colleagues whose wives don't attend their churches. My father, I can tell you boldly, I have women who are members of Alabaster whose husbands are founders of other churches. But their wives come here. Why should it be like that? Can you imagine that I'm preaching on the W3 service and Dede is sitting at the Church of Pentecost? Saying, yeah, which open so what you say? Open so what you say? What should I say? Husband is preaching at Traffic Light International Church and you are sitting at Roman Catholic Church. What is that? I know people praying tongues, but Utufu, ask your name. Oh yeah, Utufu, Efu. Yeah, especially you know the people who believe you that they wear long dress. You know they have duku, no makeup, but oye beifu. Forward here, young. Who are you, Jimmy? For the bread, I told him. Because you are forward here, yeah. You see, Jimmy, be one who a drug will cap him. Now, would you know? Now, besides, I make gravity as I say, so here, Jimmy, forward here. I told you that. You know, I'm worried. I told you the mind of God. Because Jimmy, you are looking at an ugly picture. No, you are beautiful. They are smart, they are articulate, they are educated, they smell good. But Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. What I wanted to say before I started my part of the prophetic ministry was that I just wanted to say that doing ministry without revenue is difficult. Whatever the Lord blesses you with, without resources, money, revenue, value, is difficult. I don't know. That is what took us through the neighborhood. So at the end of the day, we came for an all night, which is a spiritual exercise. But God is navigating our course through prudence also. And to help us how to behave ourselves. I have seen very nice people sitting in church. But what they do in secret. Oh God. Nice people. Only little shy. London. I was preaching, you know, in our church in London. We started the ministration. And then the middle, Sunday morning. Walthamstow in London. A lady came to me with a green silk transparent dress without bra. Sunday morning. I mean, you could have brought it on Friday night. Sunday morning. Sunday early morning. Stood in front of me and said, "Prophet. Prophet. I'm seeing Jai Chimi. Confie na kwa brother. Confie kwa brother. I'm going to see a human eye. Kwa brother. I Oba obi antiman kanjo se omo brezia. Tia obo brezia. London to me, sorry, in the morning, Sunday morning, without a brazier. Can you imagine that? The genus of a prophet. Prophet. Ah, change me in a couple of brazier. Before my prophet comes over and we get into exactly what we would love to do tonight, I was just trying to, you know, help us to engage the altar and then we can quickly get a man of God also. I wanted to get into a few things that the Lord spoke to me concerning the ministration, and then we can be able to cruise and flow. Say a good amen. My Lord, two people got married in Alabaster. One Sunday, they visited us. They are husbands. So the ladies were here. Gentlemen came. One of them was from Perez Chapel. Another was from another church. Interestingly, the guy in Perez Chapel on Sunday morning left his church as a pastor. Left his church, came to Alabaster City. And said, "Prophet, I came here today to thank you." I said, "What for?" "For giving me a friend, a wife, mother to my children, a companion, a woman of virtue, woman of substance. You have given me a versatile Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 woman. Thank you for the training you took this girl through. I'm grateful." I bless him and he left. Then another man also came. He had frowned. It was here. When Muna came to me and said to me, "I regret the day I married from Alabaster. Two young ladies in the same church, all Christians, different reactions." So it doesn't matter what you are carrying. Without character, let me put it right, without godly character, you are like oil that is stinking because of dead flies. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1. You are stinking because of dead flies. So you can see the woman, the way Ghanaian men now love big butts and boobs and curves and all this craziness. Curves without character is a liability. Or what tour? But a funkuan would. Let me give you an example. Aya anedia wedia ni yede. Ana se ya anedia mwaefe mwaefe di anahemi anana de me bankraha. We tu fuama. Propose to a person like that. Hi, sweet. The Lord laid it on my heart. I would love to spend the rest of my life with you. I say, hey, bro, hey. Hey, hey. If I will hear calling him. Hey, I met a lady like that. She said, "My prophet, keep praying for me. These days, the men don't come the way I want them to come." And I was looking at her. Said the men that are coming these days, they are broke. And you know, my prophet, I don't date broke men. Pray that God will give me the fat ones so that I can be sowing seeds in your life. Anyway, the one I am with right now, you know, it's not the best, but I will take it like that. But keep praying. Keep praying for us. Then I said, this guy you are talking about, doesn't he have a wife? Oh, Libo Shada Ayako. Whoosh. He says he's going to divorce his wife and come and marry. You can pray tongues with this. The Spirit of God is not a confused spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a convoluted spirit. Sweetie, listen to me. Without training, the anointing is baseless. Without training, a proper Christian training, I think we are making empty noise. This is why we brought you together for Saviors 2023. That the word of God, the Spirit of God, oh, you can clap those hands dear. How do you think that people like Papa Eastwood Anaba, preaching for over 45 years, can keep himself in the glory and in the anointing without dent? All this while, a solid training. Solid training. You will never get anybody to say that the man has defrauded me. Never. My darling, listen to this. So we can pray in tongues for 9 hours. But if you don't respect your own biological mother, that is a useless exercise. Oh, you won't clap. I know you won't clap. P.I. I know you will not clap. Many wives are sitting here who have denied your husband sex for almost 6 weeks. The piano ukunemuna. Why should it be like that? Why should it be like that? That driving to church, even for this man to be happy and excited, and you know, coming to church, the Lord is good. I will lift him up higher everywhere I go. I will, instead of him to the and we are driving from Adenta to this place. I finished preaching on OK one time, coming to sit in the car, a young man, one of the presenters of Peace FM, came to me and said, he said, I'm suffering. I said, why? He said, I'm suffering, but in silence. I don't know who to talk to. Why should I be, he's asking me, why should I be with a woman in my house and I need to beg for sex? What do you hear when him say we need some more makeup? Why ya say be huno? Why ya say be huno? Every married woman, listen to me with attention. Stop this. I feel like these side chicks has a lesson we should learn. Number one, there is no side chick who has a dirty house. Your house is clean. Number two, they know how to talk to a man. Number three, they don't allow a man to force them. Please, they are always ready. All power and shut draws. Hey, me and you are all night. Me and you are all night. Hey, yeah, Napoleon. Did you come with your prayer show? Take your prayer show, not draws. Take your prayer show. Hallelujah. Pastor Steve, you better listen to me very well. Because if your wife makes you happy, you will have a pure spirit, a clean spirit. You will play melody, symphony, harmony on the keyboard. But if your wife, children will come, you'll be playing discords. Discords. So the people are in the pulpit. In the pulpit. A young lady was telling me, I listen to Love Talk. I do everything you say we should do. But my husband is a one-minute man. What should I do? I say, bring him for me to lay hands. What do you think now? Me lay hands of war power stick and this one put jail with a move. Pioneer and get a meager. I will lay hands. The power of God will come upon him. Who thinks that power is for ministry? Oh, inquire. I will lay hands on you. Power will move everywhere. Then your power and his own fast word. The count what theater, the count what theater. Walk away 1 minute to treat this. No. Power touches you from your head to your spirit to your soul plus. I'm a comfort. What did you make it out? I say. Take your first offering. Let's go. My Lord. When I look at all these great people, when you look at the chemistry between them, themselves and their wives, beautiful. Papa Eastwood and Mommy Rosemond. You will love to marry. Apostle General and Mama Rita Crunchyankra. Look at their friendship. Beautiful. Dr. Robert Ampiakofi and his beautiful wife, Mama Briefy. Sweet. We were flying with them in the same flight. We were in the same class. The chemistry. Beautiful. Bishop Doug and Lady Reverend and Lady Edward Mills. Lovely friendship. Bishop Takia Boy and Mama Dora. Oh, you will love it. Dr. Mensa Otabel and Lady Joy Otabel. Amazing. Who again? Reverend Steve Mensa, Reverend Stanley Mensa, Mama Jane and Mama Martha. Amazing. Bishop Charles Aginasari and Mama Vivi. Sweet, sweet chemistry. Even my late father, Kwesi Amoakun, and my mother, Mama Dora, anytime she stands here, she speaks sweet about my father. You will love it. Openly, let me put it this way. Let's stop this pretense and acting and we say outside, hi, babe. Hi, babe. But we go home and say, hey, hey, hey. It was just a sign. It's a sign language. Hallelujah. Let's stop this. Let's be real. Real. The fullness of joy. The Bible said in the presence of God is fullness of joy. We carry his presence. Let the joy of the Lord remain in every facet of our lives. You cannot carry power and your children go wayward. I'm telling you. You can't carry power and your children are going wayward. You love Jesus. Your children love Jesus. My children can call me sometimes from school and say, I miss church. I said, but there is church in your school. He said, the church in my school are not serious. I want the W3 service. I want eternal life. I want to be close to Christ. I want to come home and come to church. We started something on Sunday. We call it Campus Fire. We are taking the gospel to the schools. We are beginning with Accra Academy on Sunday. Sunday after, every Sunday afternoon, we have a school to go. And we launch in it. We have the privilege, by the grace of God, to carry it live on Onia television. Yeah. They've given us 1 hour on the W3 for free and 1 hour to carry the Campus Fire for free. And preaching the gospel to students before they leave school, we should make Christ be formed in them. There are people in church, but Christ is not in them. They pray in tongues, but Christ, Christobamemi. No, listen to what I'm saying. If Christ is in you, you will exhibit Christ. The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it is what is in you, you bear the fruits of what is in you. You bear the fruits of what's in you. Look at Mark 7:21. Look at how he puts it. Mark 7:21. Very strange. Listen to how he puts Mark 7:21. Listen to how he puts it. He said, from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts. Put it in my language. Listen to this in my language. Why have you, italized it? The Bible said, "Ne nipe mu wumumu wamakume muna adrian bone ifiriba adrian b." It comes from within. So if Christ is in a person, it will be very difficult for the person to exhibit something different. Saviors 2022, we brought Papa all the way from Boga to come and be a blessing for you. It cannot be that you leave here after Saviors and go and exhibit something else. It will be an error. Oh God, help me. It will be an error. I'm serious. I am done. But I'm telling you this. Whatever God has given us, including this opportunity to encounter His grace, that also we shall account for it. And so just like Psalm 119 verse 9, what shall a young man or woman cleanse his ways? By taking heed. Said you will yamia sincere. I want us to honor the presence of God with our first offering, and then I will put the man of God here. But the Lord spoke to me concerning few people. I would love to use the opportunity to, Sudie, how are you? Come with your baby girl, or you can give her to somebody else, and let me quickly say this fresh, and then the man of God will. Can I have a little ointment? Just a little oil. And let's do this. Help me. Maguma, see you. Sing the same song. You. Maguma, see you. The lady, you return. Good to see you back from Takrade. I see something gloriously coming to you. Don't rush it. If you rush it, you will mess it up. You are like Queen Esther. A crown is coming for your head. Don't rush it. Agumazi, you. My soul's a says, can you help me with this thing? Any of us put this thing? Say, so says to my soul, says yours. By the name Abuaje, from here right to the gate. These guys are not part of it. These guys are not part of it. From beginning, from here right to the back. You are Abuaje. Come to me. You are also Abuaje. Are you a student? Student. What? Student nurse. You also a student, sweet. All right. Come, both of you. The Lord is speaking something. Oh, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. Let me boldly say in this atmosphere, God will give you a baby, sweet. Come to me. Is this he gone? I don't care what you think or believe. Three children will come to you. I don't care what you believe. The Lord will do it. Come with your wife. God is going to bless you with children. Strangely, yesterday I saw Pastor Eastwood holding your head like this. And then Pastor Israel said, I see 17 babies coming to 17 people in the building. And you have been married for 8 years. And Pastor Eastwood was holding your head and prophesying to 17 people. Strange. 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 I said God will give you babies. You are sitting here, you've been married. You are married and you have not yet given birth. Children, can I pray for you? And I can tell you that God will bless you with babies. Not a baby, babies. And so Saviors to you. Sing it one more time. My soul, Saviors. Apostle Amweni, strange miracle. How many years did it after 30 years plus? The Lord gave them triplets after 30 something years. Triplets, pa, 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 same day. I have so many testimonies concerning miracle babies, so many. You are no exception. Hallelujah. Babies, can you come this way? Let me pray for you. Come this way. For babies. Miraculously, beyond everything that anybody have said, that if a human being can create an object and create spare parts, peripherals and paracals, then God has parts and can change the order. I anoint you and declare in the name of Jesus that you will have babies. Your wife will give birth to children. Your husband will make you pregnant by the strength of the Holy Spirit. Receive your babies. Not a baby, your babies. In the name of Jesus, receive your babies. For my big sisters, in the name of Jesus, receive your babies miraculously, supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. Mercy. Miraculously, supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. God will remember you and bless you. In Jesus' name. You will come back with your testimony. Ambi, do you remember Regina Labi? You remember her? This same place, the Lord gave me a word for her and her husband. The prophecy took almost 19 years. And as I speak to you right now, Reggie has a baby. Fresh baby. Was it this year or last year? This year, it happened this year. Strange. Yes, that is how it in Bible. And then I told him, go and buy baby clothes, baby cord. And even from that time till this year was almost 6 years. Oba, sorry, I'm not baby clothes, Nikita. Or the other. But after 6 years, it happened. In all, 19 years after the prophecy, it came to pass. Faithful is our God. Say a good amen. What's your name, sir? Oh, Padre. The Lord bless you and favor you. But I'm talking to this young lady, so I will pray for all of you. And then I will let the man of God start. Sweetheart. Receive the glory of the Lord. The name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me to break the spirit of delay. Anything that is, I don't know what it is, but any delay, anything that has been an obstacle standing in the way of your joy, I come against it. Straight. It's broken. It's eliminated. It's removed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are absolutely released. Jesus' name. Amen. Abuaji as well. You are favored, sir. In Jesus' name. Let me tell this young lady something. I see a very beautiful rainbow. The rainbow, it left this building. I can see it from this building. And it went straight into a place like Europe. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically. He is raising one of the icons of this end time into leadership. The Lord is telling me prophetically, your line will be academia. Never drop out of school. Never. You carry a strong destiny within your spirit. And the Spirit of God is telling me that he will lay you as a fresh, glorious table to the world. Your leadership will be very sharp and astute. Your name, your family name, will be a pride to the heights by which you will go. And the Lord is telling me prophetically, wherever you go, you will be favored until this prophecy is fully manifested. Wherever. You'll be a favored woman. Stretch your hands. I declare to this young, blessed lady, God has chosen you among over 9,000 women that he is raising all over the world. Receive his grace. Excel with the grace in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Let that oil speak for you in Jesus' precious name. Grace has found you. Let me say this very quickly. The lady, sweeties, yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, my dear. What's your name? Laurentia. Laurentia. I see you in a swivel chair. I see something like a confirmation. The Lord is telling me that there's a confirmation. I don't know what that means. I don't understand it. You are confirmed for something, but you are in a swivel chair. Officer, could you know why you did you try to try? I don't know. Me who said would tip him? It's a vacant position, and you will be pushed into that position and confirmed. I don't know what that means. But the word of the Lord can never fall to the ground. This prophetic all night, I have seen strange miracles through. Oh, my prophet, please, too many. As I'm speaking right now, one Friday, you were here, I was here. You ministered, I ministered. The Lord made me speak to a young man in London. This is his mother. But he was online watching. Suddenly, the word of the Lord came and said, I see him on his way to America. He lives in England. But I see him on his way to America. Apparently, he has applied for a job when they went on holiday. If all night was on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, he got an email. He has a new job appointment in the United States. As I'm speaking to you, they have relocated. Wasn't it in this honor that Jacqueline, one of our singers, received a prophetic word two times in two different all nights? As I speak to you right now, she's in Canada. So, merci. What do you have done here, baby? I bless you. In the name of Jesus, life is never the same again. You are confirmed. The gentleman you prophesied about that, come to me. What's then? Ubian to worship him. Bra, bra, bra. My prophet, you prophesied concerning this young man, his passport, and semna quentu and sembi nomne antia. Jesus. Adia nyamena moswaji abranti efrim na nuotene. It was a stronghold. It was a stronghold. But as long as the Lord liveth, whose we are and whom we serve. Abranti, when yamebe kukuru wasande wakobebi afriba. The word of the Lord will be exactly as the man of God said to you. Receive grace. Let the gates open for you. So we may not have the opportunity to do this again. Would you Tinao Nangrofo Jivisa Abe Boy Tinao. Akwentu odi ayenga se uko uru nguko mu ana uko dwarefu. Imagine wa jina mnya biya mekoshe. Change of environment. Kodjojo swim the sea of Dubai. Ebepe obe bit. Unti dia mijiri. Yeah. Why minya Barbados ameko? Epe baby boko baby a hot. They say Bahamas, Kingston, Jamaica, Hawaii. Kodjojo. Go to Abu Dhabi, swim the sea, put on your glasses. Na di disi minche. Ye chichi chinga. Ushini beyukura nanu obe chichi chinga chere. I prophesy the favor that comes upon a person like that which came on Abraham, the first immigrant in the Bible. May the Lord favor you with this unction. Wherever you go, in any embassy where you go, may you receive acceptance. In any country you travel to, may you be favored. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We went to Forest and Bible Kesia last Wednesday. Within just 1 week, one person has received, was it Group Enzo? US, UK, Schengen, one person. Sister is in Ghana, has received a green card. And then the wife of also one person within 1 week. Lord, I've spoken to us. Send your passport to any embassy, they will grant you grace. And bless you. Let me speak to you. Sweet, come to me. Black and white, yeah. Your name again. Debbie, come, sweet. Stand next to this lady. There's one more person. Let me get that person and then we can be able to flow. Can I get any of the nice songs? Then ask the Lord. What name fits you? He said, yeah. Then I asked the Lord, and I just had you to know.
What name fits you?
Mommy, get to see you.
And he said,
yeah, the hallowed one. Yeah. Sweetie, come to me. Yes, my baby. Yah, the hallowed one, Yah,
the holy one,
Yah, oh Yahweh,
the King of Zion.
Let me do something very quick. I want to pray for these ladies. This end time, God is raising people for so many reasons. So many reasons. Most of the reasons it's got nothing to do with church. Most of the reasons it's got nothing to do with church. Now God is raising people into the center of power. God wants to have people in the Jubilee House, in the judiciary, in parliament. People. God is sending people there into the center of power. Oh, you will get to know the clearer picture in the next election. You will see it visibly. I mean, you will see that, how come this person just, but that one was popular over this. You will be sure God is pushing people into the center of power. You are going to see kingdom. I didn't say Christian. Kingdom businesses rise in favor of the kingdom of Christ. They will rise. Lord is telling me that these young ladies, he's going to raise their voice. Raise your voice. In other words, amplify your voice. Project your voice. They are going to speak. Can you stand behind them for me? They are going to speak to young ladies like themselves. It is going to be forums like online platforms that are speaking to other young people. And the Lord is saying, I will amplify your voice. I will project your voice. And they are going to be speaking the mind of God in a different language that people can understand. It may come like motivational speaking, but apparently it's divine inspiration. It's inspiration. There's a difference between motivation and inspiration. I anoint you. Your voice has been. I'm not joking. Holy Ghost, you've done this for your own glory. Close your eyes. Something is coming on you. Something like this. Sweetie, is on you. In the name of Jesus. From here, the concepts will begin. Sweet concepts. Powerful concepts. You will speak to generations. It may even go to the point of writing books. It will shock you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Clap your hands for the Lord.
You are the Holy One,
Yahweh,
the King of.
Pick up your offering for your first offering.
You are the Holy One. Oh.
Before we take our first offering, anybody who took an envelope from Reverend Eastwood yesterday, and you took an envelope from me yesterday or any of the days and you brought it tonight, I want you to come to the altar. Let's pray. If put the mobile money numbers, I want to do mobile money. If you want to, I pledge. If you want to do mobile money, come with the envelope. Then you can do, you know, conduct your mobile money quickly. I will put the envelope here, but I will still push my mobile money. As Abraham and Sarah and a woman with the issue of blood. Ta-ba-da-da-da-do-da-da-da-do. Ta-ba-da-da-do-da-da-do-da-de-ba-da-ga-do-da-da-de. Big Mikey, let's work. I love you, Father. I honor you for these, your children, who have come to a covenant relationship with you. When this touches the altar, Papa, speak for your people. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Can you touch the altar with your envelope?
You do not lie, you do not feel. What is that for you to do? It doesn't exist. So
you do, it doesn't exist though. It can never, never exist.
You do not lie.
smooth or green or purple, royal, blue, whatever the color is. Now, sweetie, what's your name? Oh, Patrick. Chris, come. Are these your daughters? Come with them. The Lord told me that he has a covenant with you. And your household. This covenant will take off like an airplane. Your daughters are going to be daughters of Zion, authority. They are going to be like arrows in the bow of God. They will hit targets only. Only targets. These are not just young ladies growing up. These are women on assignment. I won't flatter you for anything. How true is it? Why should they say? Oh, you had an intention with the Conservative Party. You work with politics. Whoa, in the United Kingdom. Bring them a microphone. Can I have an extra one? Yeah.
Just to meet with people. So yeah, lots of favor by the grace.
Oh my God. You are going to be arrows in the bow of God. I'm not joking. God will bring you to a place. I said God is taking people to the core of power. You are going to be women of Zion on a mission. On a mission. You will carry glory on a mission. Eternal Father, I pray for your daughters. The moment they leave this altar, manifestation of your revealed word will come to pass. Receive fresh glory in the name of Jesus. May the favor of God be your portion. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for them. You will be sitting in your house and you will see these beautiful faces on your television. Mark it anywhere. You will see these ladies on your television accomplishing their assignment. You will see it. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray over your thanksgiving, over your finances. You will never run dry. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Protocol, help us. Let's do it nicely. And then right after that, my prophet will be here.
You don't know why. Good. You don't sing it. What is up for you to thousand as you see? Never, never, never. You do not lie, you do not fail. What is that for you to do? Nothing as it is so. If you never, never let me so. What is your knowledge and your will for me? What you say you are not attending to my line, no. Because you are not a man that changes your mind, no. Those that know you will trust in you. Nothing hopes is the chariot. By the arms of flesh, no man can prevail. No man, no man, no man, no man. My confidence is you. What is that? What is that for you? You can never resist, oh. You do not lie. You do not fail. No man. What is that for you to do? It doesn't exist, oh. It can never, never exist.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail. What is that for you to do? It doesn't exist, though. It can never, never exist.
According to your knowledge, according to your knowledge, and your hope for me, what you say you have done,
I tell you to a lie, no.
Because you are not a man that changes your mind, no. Those that know you will trust in you, not in all, sister, charming you.
Jesus.
No man can prevail.
No man,
no man, no man, no man, no man.
Hey.
My confidence in you. What is that? What is that for you? If I never ends it,
you do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail. What is that for you to do? He doesn't end it so. It can never, never end it.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail. What is that for you to do? He doesn't end it so. It can never, never end it.
You do not lie. You do not lie. You do not fail.
What is that for you to do?
It doesn't exist, oh. It can never, never exist, oh. According to your knowledge and your will for me, what you say you have done, I just need to align, no. Because you are not the one. Changes your mind, oh. Those that know you will trust in you. What is holding them carry on? But I am so flesh. No man can prevail. No man, no man, no man, no man. My confidence is in you. What is that? What is that for you? It's a never ending story.
You do not lie, you do not fail. What is that for you to do?
It doesn't exist.
It can never, never exist.
You do not lie.
You do not lie, you do not fail. What is that for you to do? It doesn't exist.
You do not lie.
You do not lie. You do not fail. What is that for you to do? It doesn't exist. So it can never, never exist.
You may go back for say, I hear you say now, one for man.
Oh, one for man. I hear you say now, one for man.
You may go back for say to me. I don't know, say now, one for man. I'm
babo. On your gamia, yenadia, one in Bremo. Send your young master, no. Send your young master, I miss that. I'm not in a good one. Send your young piano. Why am I me? Yes, you are come, my it's you all to me, Pastor. Oh, what's a mission, hey.
Hallelujah. It sang beautifully. Clap for them. To remind you that Tahila experienced Tahila 10 with Ohima Mercy Ministries. It's happening on the 13th of August this month at Royal House Chapel, the Oil Dome. On the 13th, which is this coming Sunday's week, it's happening at the Royal House Oil Dome, 4 p.m. I am a Tahila board member, so I'm pushing the agenda. So we invite you on the 13th to join Ohima at Oil Dome for Tahila, the 10th anniversary. Is going to be very special. Amen. Will all of you help me sit down. Let me do the introduction. Well, this is my prophet. This is a very humble man of God. Very honest. I mean, when I say honest, very sincere, truthful. Married to one wife. No mistresses. It's very important. I mean, when he's a son of a very good friend of mine, who passed on to be with the Lord, Prophet Yao Ajiman Bedu. When the prophetic ministry started, Ajiman Bedu was one of the people that God blessed with. If Ajiman Bedu stood here and said, all of you in the middle, whether you are who you are, who, that slain anointing, oh, you will go down. I don't care who you are. Ajiman Bedu can stretch his hands like this and everybody can go like the whole church. It can sometimes even go to the car park. People who didn't know something is coming, bam, it touches them. Strange guy. He raised Prophet Ebenezer Akonai. But when I look seriously, when I look at when Prophet Ajiman Bedu passed, the honor and respect he gives to his wife and his children and the ministry that is in America, Love Chapel in America and all that, the honor he gives them is just amazing. By the grace of God, he has built a very powerful ministry at Circle, Love Chapel. Amazing. Now, by the grace of God, he is a very well-traveled man of God. If you are looking for people who travel almost every fourth week, he's on that flight, he's on this flight, he's on that flight, he's going here, he's going there. As a matter of fact, I have missed you for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks now, you have been out of the country. Thank you for coming tonight to be a blessing. Yesterday, when my father, Reverend Eastwood, was ministering, they came, all these lovely people are real, real friends. Real friends. Thank you. The Jehovah, the Mafia, the Ghana's preaching machine, and all the lovely guys who came yesterday. Thank you. And I also want to, on Sunday, I will be doing the acknowledgement well to my father, Reverend Isud Anapa. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a shift moment for us to another level. God has really, really honored us. Can I hear a good amen? Ladies and gentlemen, now you can be on your feet. This man is a prophet. If he calls your name, is your name. If you are a woman and he says you are a man, you can go and check. Uko checki ya bi hu se se na we nyo ba we be. Man, with a shout, with a clap, Prophet Ebenezer Akona.
Kosi am.
Some saviors in the house. Oh, come on, come on. I can't hear your voice well. It looks like you don't know who you are. Do I have some saviors in the house? Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and tell the person, after this meeting, every battle that you have fought, God will make you the winner because you are a savior. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. Amen. Well, I am so excited and I don't even know how to express my joy, but I thank God that I was able to get a chance to come to Saviors 2023. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I was in a crusade before I saw the poster. It was sent to me. And I'm like, oh my God, how can I miss this thing? Amen. I was pushing so hard to finish whatever I was doing so that I can come. Amen. I was with my father, Reverend Dr. Mpia Kofi, and in northern Uganda, a place called Gulu. And we had a very powerful crusade over there. And right from there, when I was coming, there was another call for me to go to Kampala to stay there for almost 3 weeks, preaching every day. Hallelujah. But I said to myself that I need to come and partake of this conference. Hallelujah. Amen. Not to stand here to preach, but at least to receive our Father's grace and the oil. Hallelujah. And coming yesterday was so impactful for me. I received so much. There are some of the things I heard on this pulpit that has been in my spirit and has been ringing in my ears for a very long time. And yesterday I had a confirmation. Hallelujah. And I believe that someone who came here yesterday, you were also blessed. Hallelujah. Come on, some power has been released into us. If you shouted an amen, you are one of the people who received. Hallelujah. I said some power has been released. Amen. And hear me, you are not just going to be a carrier of the power, but you are going to utilize the power. Some of you, God has made you a savior to your family. Oh, are you sure you are here? Hallelujah. What is the use of power when you carry it and it is only for you? Amen. But I see some people are going to utilize the power. Hallelujah. I said, I see someone, you are going to utilize the power. Hear me, the power you have received these few days from our Father and from our oracle in the house is for you to go and win that battle. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Some of you, you are about to deliver yourself. Amen. You're about to deliver your family. You would deliver a certain generation. Who am I speaking to? Hallelujah. Some of you have been assigned for some generations to come. And God is preparing you through this meeting. And I see God is pouring on your life a kind of grace that after this meeting, hallelujah, your manifestations will be amazing. Hallelujah. Yesterday when they were prophesying to our Father here, I was tapping into some of it. Hallelujah. And you can see right now some of the things have started manifesting. And it's going to manifest mightily. If you came here today, don't take today for granted. You will live here and some strange happenings, some miracles. Some of you, we will close church, but you will not feel like going home. Not because you don't have a place to sleep, but because the kind of power that has come upon you is too much. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say, my Father. Say, my Father, my Father. As I clap my hands and as I pray. Come on, say it louder. Say, my Father, my Father. As I clap my hands and as I pray. Say, Lord, let the power of God we have received in these meetings become relevant to our families, to our generations, and to the people you have called us to. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands and begin to pray right now. Clap those hands. Clap those hands. Clap. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, someone say, Lord, we thank you. Celebrate Mama Rita in the house for me. Celebrate all the men and women of God. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Seat number four. The Lord said, seat number four. Who is Vivian? You are Vivian. Lift up your hands. Come. The Lord said to me, seat number four. Every delay in your promotion. Every delay. Any matron that is holding anything that is yours. The Lord said, I have released it right now. I have released it. I have released it. Thank you. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Look into my eyes. Now, you spirit, I command you to leave here now. You spirit that came here right now. Everybody stretch your hands. Say, fire of God.
Fire of God.
I can't hear you. Say, fire of God.
Fire of God.
Say, burn around the sister.
Burn around the sister.
And say, any power.
Any power.
Say, any spirit.
Any spirit.
That came here right now.
Came here right now.
To dominate her.
To dominate her.
Say, ouch.
Ouch.
Listen. I remember that Papa just called this lady and gave a prophecy. Now, when you are in the church like this, you have to be very sensitive. Prophecies that comes to you demands that you wage warfare. Right from the day it is given to you. She was supposed to pray. When you, 11th of August. What is 11th of August? What is 11th of August? Come on, speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Father.
11th August, marriage.
Papa, she wrote some things down. That this year, this is what I want to do. This is what I want my marriage to be. When you saw the thing and you mentioned that delay, she was supposed to pray. Hallelujah. Then she took the prophecy casual. By the time she went to sit there, the spirit from that house. Just came. But I cancel every assignment. Hold my hands now. In the name of Jesus. Who knows this lady? Who knows this lady? You know her very well. The Lord took me to a place in Obuasi. And the spirit that came here is all the way from Obuasi. But we want to crush the spirit. Hallelujah. Young lady, your saviors are here. Your saviors are here. Woman that stands against every young lady, we crush them right now. Lose your Can I have some oil? Somebody shout fire.
Fire.
Oh, come on. Shout it, fire.
Fire.
Shout it, fire.
Fire.
You spirit, we cut off your neck. We destroy you today forever. Whatever you have done to siblings today, in the name of Jesus, we cut you off. This lady is free now. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, sir, now. Yes, Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift her up for me. Lift her up. Holy Spirit, make her alive. Make her ready for her miracle. Settle this matter now. Vivian, hear the voice of the Spirit. Your time has come. Yes, your time has come. Open your hands. Receive your marriage, your promotion, and your marriage has come. Amen. Now look at me. Any power that came from Obuasi,
I come from Obuasi.
You come from Obuasi. Jesus is Lord. Now listen. Any spirit that came here, the moment your prophetic word was released, that power has been crushed. Amen. Hear me. God brought you here because you have a savior in this house. Amen. Hallelujah. There are battles you cannot fight for yourself. Hallelujah. Hear me. Sometimes you need a destiny intercessor. Someone who can fight for you. Because your prayer alone cannot make you successful. You need an intercessor in your life. And that is what has happened. Today, God has established something. Look at me. Friday coming. At a particular place, a matron will sit up and write something that is yours. Huh?
She's my grandmother.
Is your what?
Grandmother, a police nurse.
A police nurse.
She's at London.
She's what?
She's in London.
She's in London. She'll write something that is yours. Okay? And when you receive that, you will become one of the favorites in the family. It is settled. God has visited you. Your life will never be the same. Whatever made you never to take that decision of staying home to rest, because you wouldn't have come. Eh? You said to yourself that you are tired, so you wanted to rest.
Yes, tomorrow I'll go to class.
But you said tomorrow, yes, you're going somewhere, so you wanted to rest. But at 6:55, something pushed you. You stood up. You didn't even know what to wear. But you found this dress. And you said, God, as I am going, let me find my Savior. God has done it. Come on, give glory to Jesus. Somebody, I said, give glory to Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to turn to three people. Tell somebody, get into business tonight with God. Tell somebody today.
Today.
Tell somebody today.
Today.
Your glory will come out of captivity. Tell somebody your glory will come out of captivity.
Your glory will come out of captivity.
Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
We are here to fight a battle tonight. And God is going to send us saviors. Some of us, we are also going to be saviors. We're going to fight every battle. Battles that concern us and those that does not even concern us. Hallelujah. You know, saviors fight battles that sometimes don't concern them. Am I speaking to somebody here? There is a burden God is going to place on you. concerning somebody standing by you, and you will be the one to help that person out of that trouble. Hallelujah. Some of you, God will place a burden on you to get a bigger, better land for this ministry. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody here? You will be a savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to understand that as every child of God who is under the shadows of his mind, you were born to reign. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands and shout, I'm born to reign.
I'm born to reign.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can understand that you are born to reign, then I want to have you know that you're also born to rule. Hallelujah. And tonight, anybody here who is supposed to reign and to rule, hallelujah,
amen,
you are going to be seen as a man and woman of glory.
Amen.
You will reign, amen, where it is necessary.
Amen.
Because God will let you sit on the throne.
Amen.
Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? Yes, I said, God will let you sit on the throne. And I prophesy to somebody here,
Jesus,
by the close of this very all night,
Jesus,
you will take your place.
Amen.
I can hear you. I said, you will take your place.
Amen.
Somebody lift up your voice and shout, I will take my place.
I will take my place.
Now, let me also let you know that every king and anybody who is getting ready to reign and to rule must be ready to fight.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Believers don't like fighting. But tonight we are here to fight. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now, the apostle told us to fight a good fight of faith. Any fight that is a good fight, it's a fight that you will win. Are you here? I need somebody who is crazy to jump up and shout, I will win.
I will win.
I need somebody who knows that God is with him, because the Bible said, if God be for us,
Jesus.
I need that person to come with shoulder up and say, tonight, I am here to fight.
I am here to fight.
Oh, are you sure you are here?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell you, I'm going to preach a message to you I have entitled Victory or Defeat.
Ah.
And in this victory or defeat, you are supposed to have a savior, or you must be a savior yourself. Oh, come on. But I need somebody who said, I will not go back, but I shall pursue, I shall fight and take my place. Hallelujah.
Yes,
now you are a king. According to Revelations chapter number 5 verse 10, you were made. Sit down 2 minutes. We will rise up to pray. Get your prayer shawl very ready. Hallelujah. Ask somebody, are you ready? Hallelujah. And tell somebody, get ready to fight. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready to fight. And as made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah. When the Lord gave man dominion after the fall of man, he wanted every child of God to reign. And he wants every child of God to reign in his kingdom. Somebody shout, I will reign.
I will reign.
Now, when Adam and Eve departed from the path of life to follow the devil's words instead of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible said, death reign. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Death did what?
Reign.
Death reign. Hallelujah. But God did not want death to reign. And so God came, and the Bible said he came to give us life, and give us life more what? Abundantly. Hallelujah. It means that progressively, God wants every child of God to reign. And anybody who is in the place to reign must be a man who must rule. Hallelujah. God gave Adam and Eve abundance of grace, hallelujah, with a free gift of righteousness. He restored them to the path of life that the enemy came to take from them, so that they will reign and they will rule. Hallelujah. People of God, I have realized that every child of God is supposed to be a king. Every child of God is supposed to be a priest. Hallelujah. Revelations 5:10, Revelations 1:6 has told us. And I believe if you are here and you don't know who you are, and you don't know you are supposed to rule and to reign, people of God, the enemy will take your place, suppress you, disable you, disorganize you, and put you at a place and make mockery of you. Many of us as kings and as princes are at certain places the enemy has placed us. But I came to tell somebody, wherever is not your place, God is about to bring you out. Are you sure you are here? You know, you may try to come out by yourself and succeed, but there are times you cannot come out by yourself, and so you need someone like a savior to bring you out. And I came to let somebody know that God has always made a necessary arrangement for saviors. And so in Obadiah, he said, saviors shall come. Oh, am I speaking to somebody here? We know Jesus is our Lord and Savior, but God has also made certain human vessels as saviors, and sometimes brings them our way to help us to fight the battles we cannot fight. I'm talking of men who have courage. I'm talking of men who are bold. And I pray today, God is bringing some bold men. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boldness is a vital key to destiny. Come on. Am I speaking to somebody here? I said boldness is a vital key to what? To destiny. If you're a child of God and you don't have boldness, the enemy will always mess you up. Thank God, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at our father in the house, he's not a coward. He's a bold man who has been called as a savior to many, many generations. And so when he speaks the word, he speaks with boldness. When he speaks the word, the enemy is not able to fight the word that comes out of him. You can be a Christian, you can be a child of God, and you carry the anointing, but without boldness as a vital key to the fulfillment of destiny, the enemy will throw your words away. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord sent me to tell somebody here, the enemy has fought you, has suppressed you, has disabled you, has disfigured you, just because you are not bold. But today, I came to tell somebody here, God is looking for men who are bold. Bold in power, bold with the word. People who can confront the enemy and say to the enemy, I know who I am. I am a king. I must rule. I must reign. I came to tell somebody today that the Lord said, I should tell you, by the close of this meeting, Jesus, you must rule as a savior.
Amen.
You must help your family. You must solve some problems in your family. If you believe that, shout here.
Yes.
If you believe that, shout yes.
Yes.
My Bible said in the book of Peter that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to show forth the glory of God. Many of us, our lives are without glory. Am I speaking to somebody here? I said our lives are without what? Now, a life that is void of glory is like what happens in Genesis chapter number 1. From the verse number 1, when God has created the earth, the heavens and the earth, and it was without form and what? And void. Hallelujah. No glory at all. Am I speaking to somebody here? You are a child of God, but no glory. You have a great business, but no glory. You have a powerful church, but no glory. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, glory is what God gives to you for men to look onto so that his light will shine upon them.